quick message on my way to work again. Y'all know I'm only on here when I'm spirit led, and Holy Spirit just been on fire. Okay, so because it just be coming to me, like, and I be like, oh my God, I need to share. Y'all, somebody else might need to hear this. Stop giving the enemy too much credit. We give the devil too much credit. And I'm not saying that that entity, that darkness, that spirit is not real. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is sometimes it be the choices. It be the decision making. It be the people that we are around. It be the belief systems. It be a numerous of things why things happen in our life. It doesn't always necessarily means, oh, the devil did this to me. You understand what I'm saying? And I say that to say, I feel like people have just got so comfortable with blaming things on darkness. Darkness is there. Yes, it is. And we are tempted by negative spirits, evil spirits, you know. But sometimes the demon be the person to me. It doesn't, like, you know how someone would say, oh, that person is demonic. That person got a demon in them. You know, and it's not, I don't always look at it that way. It's more so you are the demon. You get what I'm saying? People can be a demon. You know, it's not always where I feel like people is possessed with something. You know, because we know right from wrong. We know right from wrong as human beings. Life has taught us different experiences where we learn right from wrong. So if I decide that I want to wake up and I want to do something that's vindictive towards someone or revengeful or spiteful, I just want to do something knowing that it'll cause hell in somebody else's life, then that's a choice and a decision that I made. I also have the common sense to understand as well that I could have done something different if I wanted to. And I hope y'all understanding where I'm coming from. We can't always use the entities as an excuse to be bad people, to do wrong by people, to hurt people. You can't always use the trauma and the abuse and the neglect and the abandonment or whatever it is that you have faced that was darkness in your life. We as people can't always use those things as a stepping stool to maneuver in life the way we see fit. That is a wrong perception to look, you know, at things. You know what I'm saying? Because even going through my dark experiences, even going through life, trauma, hurt, pain, abuse, neglect, whatever you name it, I'm sure I probably had a little dip or dab with it. So it's like, I don't wake up every day and use that as an excuse to do people why or how I do people, if that makes sense. If that was the case, people wouldn't want to deal with me. You know, people wouldn't want to deal with me if I treated people how I was treated. So I feel like at some point, we as people have to really grow in our mindsets and our maturity and understand that the way that life can be or has been for you, it's not always the enemy's fault. We have to take accountability. We as a person, as an individual, we have to learn to take accountability and say, I did it. I messed up. You know, I was wrong for this. I was wrong for that. You understand what I'm saying? Because even going through things, I have still learned that, okay, yes, I witnessed bad. I witnessed darkness. But I've also been upon the light. I've also been upon people that's genuine and pure. And that taught me to be a certain way. You get what I'm saying? It's like I've learned that there is another way of living. There is another way of living other than darkness. You feel me? Other than just entertaining a negative energy in life or a negative vibe. You know, it's like it's another way. You just have to try it and then become it. Stop blaming everything on the enemy. Stop giving the devil too much credit. He already think he just unstoppable. And he is the prince of this earth. Stop giving him so much credit. Take back y'all power when it comes to situation and things in your life. If you don't want to be a certain way, you don't have to be a certain way. You can do things to be who you want to be in life and have things that you want in life. Stop giving the enemy power. Stop being obedient to Satan. Don't be obedient to him. Disobey his every command. Disobey his every demand. Disobey his every temptation. Whatever it is that you feel like you want to hold the devil accountable for in your life, don't. Don't give him no credit. Just, it is what it is. It happened. It's life. And it is what it is. Point blank. And I just wanted to drop that in y'all spirit because God told me to. I love y'all.